Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Pleasureville, Kentucky, located in Henry and Shelby counties, is also unique in that it may have the state's only indoor farmer's market.
Sue Schlossnagel, who has worked very extensively with ag development on her farm, which is located in Pleasureville, suggested that we have an in-house farmer's market.
Lifelong resident Cheryl Clark says the community has seen better times. They didn't even have a local grocery anymore, so adding the indoor farmer's market to an existing location with a cafe, a bakery, and a gift shop seems to be working. They were able to get an ag development grant for refrigeration.
We were able to purchase reach-in coolers and freezers for those items that are certainly more fragile, such as berries and that type thing. The freezer space has been wonderful. We have a vendor that is providing beef, chicken, turkey, and pork items for sale.
The farmers come in to stock up for Thursday through Saturday sales, but don't need to be on hand. The other shop's cashiers handle that.
So we feel like that the traffic that one brings helps support the other. And I think that's one reason why we've been so successful in this venture at this point, is because generally when someone comes to eat at the restaurant, they'll either buy something from the farmer's market, pick up something from the bakery, or purchase a gift item.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
We're the Paul family from Paris, Kentucky, and we're in the cattle business.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky. It's important to us that we raise our children in a farm setting. It's important that they learn the values learned on a farm. And most important, we're very proud of producing food for consumers. And a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
We're a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Cheryl Clark, co-chair of the Pleasureville Economic Development Council, says ag development grants through the Governor's Office of Ag Policy and direct guidance from KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, were a godsend.
This project would have never gotten off the ground without their help and support.
She credits local residents with many hours of planning, brainstorming, and hard work to come up with what looks like the beginning of a revitalization for the community.
And it's just wonderful to see people back in town, to see the sense of community of people visiting with each other and spending time together in the restaurant and just in the other businesses as well. And that certainly has been one of the most rewarding aspects of this project at this point, is just being able to see our community come back to life again.
The Pleasureville Indoor Farmers Market, perhaps just the spark needed to help Main Street get back up and running. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.